do? Just a couple bars for you. What is that?
What you got for me?
Hold up. Whoa. Bitches doing SBA scams. Bitches getting hacked and now they posting right bands. Shows got bands, runners still making bands. Make a thing out, make a hand. Bust a breaking out, make a lot of naked fans. It's another deals and a lot of naked fans. Begging me to hit them, begging me to give a chance. I don't know. That's real steady. Let it do a little manny, little petty. What you say? Oh, hold up. She was smoking CBD, she thought it was Reggie. Good though. What's going on, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's the boy Bread, back like I never left. Back in effect. Got the good brother Lope to my right. PTD. PTSD, excuse me. I'm a little lit. Forget what you're talking about. I'm a little lit. But we back. What's going on, man? What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you feeling?
Lit. I just said that. Lit. Feel good.
Facts. It's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday to moms.
Happy birthday to moms.
So we out here celebrating. It's her birthday. We're celebrating her. Shout out to my little cousin. He graduated not too long ago. So they celebrating for him, having a little party. And but yeah, we here, man. We here. How was your week?
Yes, sir.
How was your week, man?
It's cool. Normal shit. Normal stuff. You know. Thought something was about to pop off, but I ain't gonna say it didn't pop off. It's just in the making, you feel me? I thought I had, you know, by me doing custom sticks and stuff, the people I get the paint from, Angela's brand.
Yeah.
They reached out to me, sent me a DM. I thought they was about to, you feel me, put me on the sponsor team. But nah, not yet. They were just like they see that I've been like tagging them in my pictures as far as like telling people that's where I get my products from and shit. And they, you feel me, told me they like my work, told me a couple of my sneakers that I did, they liked and all that. They're going to send me a little care package out. So I was happy with that. Thought they was going to put me on the team with the sponsorship, but I ain't tripping, you know. They said they're going to watch out, they're going to look out. I just got to keep grinding, which I ain't tripping, you know.
Baby steps.
You there. I'm almost there.
You got some recognition. That's all that matters.
That's a little bit. So I ain't tripping.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah, appreciate it. But other than that, you know, just normal working, normal grinding. Same old shit.
Yeah. Same old. Same over here. Ain't too much going on over here. You know, same shit, different day.
Basically.
I was still doing the quarantine shit, you know, I was trying to be safe. And just been in the crib, you feel me? Like, yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like really, yo, I've enjoyed like just staying home, John, like just knocked the schedule off, like, you feel me? Like my whole schedule just got thrown off during this quarantine thing, you feel me? Like, so, like, dog.
Yes, sir. I feel you, man.
You feel me? But like I still be trying to get back, like I'm aware of it and stuff, so I'm like really trying to get on my shit. And that's about it, you know. And the same with like, you know, same with co-parenting nonsense. Yeah. Like, you feel me? Like, so it is what it is, man. Day by day shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I just finished my book though. The book that I told you gotta read.
Okay, congrats.
The Way of a Superior Man.
All right.
You gotta read that, bro. And if for any fella out there, ladies, get your man this book. I promise you, The Way of the Superior Man. This John Elite.
All right.
It's John Elite. For real. But you feel me? Let's get into the topics, man. Like, you feel me? I just had a little bit, you know, that just in my head. You know how I always say we do our best thinking in the shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
We really do our best.
Yeah.
Do you, bro, just sitting there and excuse me.
Yeah. Well, before you go on, those bars wasn't my bars, people. That was, you know, Jake Harlow. Shout out to Jake Harlow. That's my shit right there. That's my jam. So, you know, I just wanted to go on with the flow with it. But, yeah, continue.
But, yeah, the shower. You feel me? We just do our best thinking in the shower. Like, letting that water hit you, like, that's really your space.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
that's right.
The shower really is space. You remember? But, like, in the midst of why you, like, just sitting there thinking of shit, how many times do you take a shower when you're in the shower? Like, how many times do you wash up when you're in the shower?
How many times do I wash up in the shower?
I catch myself.
Probably, like, three times. And then if I'm, like, drifting off. Like, it might be more than that. Sometimes I might do like 3 or 4 that I might just be sitting there.
I might wash myself like 10 times on some shit. Like, just rub soap on me. I'll just have soap.
And just be sitting there.
Let me ask you, because I feel like I've been doing this shit for years. Are you a washcloth person or no?
Yeah.
You a washcloth?
Yeah.
I'm being honest. I don't use a washcloth when I take a shower.
Yeah, I use washcloths.
I always use the bar. Like, for me, I don't know what it is about a washcloth. Like, I use washcloths, don't get me wrong.
But I don't use bars, so I use body wash.
Oh, no, I don't use body wash. I use bars.
Nah.
So, for me, I kind of, like, rub them, you know, kind of get myself together. I don't know why. I always felt like I should get, I don't know.
More soapy?
Nah, I don't know. Like, I'll be clean. I'll just be clean. Like, you feel me? Like, as long as I get clean. So, like, I just be washing myself. But, yeah, like, I might catch myself washing up, like, 6 times. Like, you feel me? I wash my balls like 10 times. No lie, bro. Like, I
gotta wash. You gotta, man.
I wash my area at least, like, bro. Yeah. I really wash my area. Like, I just be washing my armpits.
Yeah, I'll be in the shower. Just
do you clean your belly button?
Yeah.
You clean your belly button? You clean your ears? The back of your ears?
Mm-hmm.
I clean. They're the two areas like I always try to clean. Like, you ever smell? Like, you ever smell the back of an ear?
Hell yeah. It's been tired as shit. I might have been sweating or working out, and I might just wipe the body like, oh, nah.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, it happens, man. That's, you feel me? That's you like
smell spot. On another person?
On another person?
Back of an ear? I have. It threw me off.
I can't recall.
It threw me off. I was like, what? That's when I really was like, nah, let me clean the back of my ears. Let me make sure my ears clean, because if that's how that smells, boy. Yeah,
I can't recall, like, smelling somebody else back of the ear. Like, nah. No, sir. I'm not doing that. I'm not on that, good brother.
We just had the water gun fight.
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk about that because, like, on my son's birthday, Lexington birthday passed, but, like, they ain't get no party because, you know, the whole COVID thing. Well, at least they ain't get a party on my son. I don't know about them. They moms. But, like, for here, bro, I went out and got this. I got young boy mad water guns for his party.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, got like at least 15 so far. Big ones, little ones, all that. It's gonna be fun. We gonna have some water balloons. All this. I'm gonna have a little party for both of them. You remember? But like at the same time, it's like Creed ain't really gonna be able to do much. You feel me? He gonna get to see everything. But like Lux is like really able to engage now when it comes to parties.
Yeah.
And so it's like, all right.
It's lit now.
Yeah, it's lit. You feel me? It's like, yeah, I got a young boy who can do things. Like, I'm telling you, that's what's about to be fun.
Yeah, I feel that.
So, you know, he turning 4, the big 4.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, you gotta get young boy.
Can't wait, man. You gotta actually start doing stuff and like being more active and all that. That'll be lit. That's gonna be the lit times. That's gonna be the lit times. Can't wait for that. Like, them to get older.
And young boy too. Like I'm saying you gotta bring Neff, cause Neff, you mean he down with the water guns too.
Man, he just be shooting. He just be trying to shoot everybody.
Like,
He run up. He run. Bro, Mozzie, his little ass run down on everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Lux run down
everybody.
He run down. You feel me? Like,
he's gonna look at you, he's gonna laugh, and you say stop, he might shoot you again.
But the crazy thing is, I think Creed gonna be the one that really like run shit down.
Like, Creed gonna be big as shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what, like, I thought that with Lux. Like,
Creed gonna be the bully.
I thought that about Lux. I always thought Lux was gonna be the bully. Like, when he get older, like, he gonna be like, if it's a problem, Lux gonna be the one to be like, what's up? Like, you feel? But I think it's gonna be Creed. This little dude is
he big as shit.
Big, bro. He is a tank.
He got the body frame already. Yeah.
Bro, and he just watch his brothers. That's it. He just want to do whatever they do. So I'm like, yo, he is going to be, like, so, but yeah. So, like, all right, what we got today? Let me see. All right, since we talk about the kids, let's talk about co-parenting, bro. I feel like I got to talk on it. Because, like, bro, co-parenting is a challenge. It is probably the hardest thing I've ever dealt with in my life. I ain't even gonna lie. Co-parenting for me is probably, well, not like it has been, probably, I'll say it. You feel me? Now, the way I looked at it, I always looked at it as probably the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life, deal with. And it is, don't get me wrong, it is the most, it's very frustrating. Frustrating as hell. On a whole,
that's understandable.
Bro, but to a whole new level. Like, this is, you feel me? Like, it's really frustrating. And it's just like, why? Like, what the fuck? You ever just sit there and think, like, yo, why? Why is it gotta be like this?
Yeah, but my situation ain't as severe as yours. Like, one, my shit ain't in the light. Two, my son, mom, don't be on no shit like how y'all shit is. Like, my shit, we both know, like, all right, whatever we got going on is what we got going on, but we still do what we got to do for our son, like, regardless. That's how we are. That's how both of us are.
But that shit to a point, like, it's just to a point where, like, you just got to do certain shit sometimes and shit. Like, you just really don't want to.
Yeah.
You just, it really gets to a point where it's like, bro, I'm so, like, so tired. Like, I do not want to do this shit. You feel me? Like, why the flood just gotta be this hard? You ever just, like, that's all I'm thinking.
It's
like,
life.
I get that that's life, man, but, like,
it's life, bro. Some shit gonna be harder than others. Everything ain't gonna be easy. You just gotta go through it. Is you gonna be one of them people that fold? Or is you gonna be one of them people that go through the shit, learn from it, and become stronger?
Yeah, I mean, I
like, I feel everything you're saying.
You do get to a point when it kind of co-parenting that you just don't give a shit.
Yeah,
you really get. I ain't gonna lie, like, on some real, like, you really just get to a point where it's just like, bro, I generally don't care. Like, shit.
Like, you can't allow that to become your I don't care with the kid.
Nah, it ain't never about that. It's just like, literally to a point though, you just like, I don't give a shit. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, that's the energy you're gonna carry. That's the energy you're gonna carry. Like, it just gotta be like, excuse all right, people. I don't care about nothing outside of my kids.
But it's still
kids.
Like, it can be about kids. You feel me? Like, don't get me wrong. It's always about, it can be about kids. But it's just frustrating.
It is.
It's just like the situations and things. It's just like, bro, like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You feel me? It's one of those. And it's just like, in my situation, because I only can speak in my situation, it's one of those things where it's just like, you see how I'm not even trying to say anything. It's one of those. I don't say shit. I really try to just keep my fucking mouth shut, but it's really to a point like,
you get fed up.
Yeah. For real. For real. But like, what would you say is like a successful co-parent, like, dynamic? Is that a good word to put? Like, what do you feel? What do you feel like is a good?
I don't know. Shit, I just feel like, I mean, if y'all, obviously y'all not together, if y'all co-parenting in a sense.
No, even if y'all co-parenting, like, what is the difference from when y'all not dating and dating? Like, what changes where shit goes that, like, where you at, where?
Because y'all no longer together. So
what the fuck does that got to do with anything? Why, when we're together, I get anything? Why is it when you break up, you can't get shit?
I'm confused.
And it, literally, like, when you're together, most of the time when a guy's together, you can see the kid whenever you want.
I mean, that depends on the girl, because that's not always the case when you break up. That's some petty shit, for real, for real. Oh, because we're not together, you're not going to see your kid when you want. If they're using a kid in that sense, that's some petty bullshit.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, why is it become like, you just, it's
like, I don't know, like, bro, I can only speak for my,
like,
that's what I'm saying. I can only speak for my experience. I can see my kid when I want, like,
yeah, but
us being together ain't got shit to do with it. Like,
mine.
I wouldn't even allow that. Like, you're not about to say, oh, I can't see my kid because I'm not with you. You're
what
tripping.
The yo, what do you do? In that,
you're not, tripping. You, I'm going to get my kid, like, you're tripping,
and I'm the same way. And we're back. Excuse the noise in the back, people.
Fireworks, but, and shit.
Fireworks,
but,
like I said, it's part,
yeah, I'm,
but
I'm not, you, letting that,
you,
slide.
You,
like,
saying you're not letting it, what?
Bro,
how?
I got rights as a parent.
How?
I got rights,
bro,
as a parent.
What are you
going to
do?
What you mean? You can goddamn, you can call the cops if you want. You can goddamn go to the courts if you want. Like, it's a lot of things you
it
can
ain't,
do.
Bro, it ain't quick enough.
That's what you're not understanding. I know, I am understanding.
And how frustrating it is to be a guy, because being a guy, just everything is just slower. You feel me? Like,
I mean, the odds is already stacked up against us, but at the same time, like, I'm nah.
But it's like, what can
this shit gonna be hard? I ain't really, I might not really know what the fuck to do, but it, like, nah, I'm not really about to keep allowing you to try to use my kid or bro. We gotta be mature. We gotta be mature here. We gotta act like two grown ass adults. Like, bro, what the fuck? It don't matter what the fuck we got going on. Like, you might want to be with me, or I might want to be with you, and you don't want to be like fuck all that goofy ass shit. Like, I'm being 100. Like, forget all that goofy ass stuff. Like, let's be mature here. We got a kid. Like, whatever we got going on is what we got going on. Let's be able to separate that. Like, how you can try to separate business from pleasure. Like, how they say, separate personal from kid shit. Like,
you know what made me mad in my situation? And I keep saying it. It's, how the fuck do you get along with everybody but me?
Yeah, that's different too. That's, yeah.
It's like a choice. On that though. It's like a choice.
I feel you on that. That's, you feel it's, me? It's a little bro, weird.
Y'all can hear it in me. Like, it's
yeah, it's a little weird. It's big weird. I ain't gonna say little weird. Big weird.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Granted, I can be a dickhead at times. I know I can. I can be it. But when it comes to, like, everybody fucking knows I want to see my kids, right? That's like I don't give a shit. You feel me?
Right.
So it's like, it sometimes shit just be common sense.
Yeah.
It's just, you feel me? Because it's like, if you want the same, that's literally what it be sometimes.
It should be common sense.
Yes, it should be. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You feel me? It should be common sense in certain things, right? Like, I don't know how. All right, so let's talk about this, right? If it wasn't for COVID, my son would have had their birthday party, and I didn't get invited. I didn't really know how to take that. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I was not really caring, but I cared. Like, damn, that's my son's first birthday. You feel me? Like that, even like, but it's like, this is what the crazy part that had me. I'm like, but everybody else gets invited, but the actual dad of the kids.
Yeah, that's a little
other
weird.
Other baby dads and shit like that, but not me. You feel me? That's the part that I was just a little disturbed. And it's just like, come on, bro. Like, you feel me? I don't give a shit about none of that. You feel me? Like, this is the thing about me. Like, I don't be caring about certain shit, especially when it comes to my kids.
Yeah.
It really just be like, yo, for real, a nigga just want his kids. Just want to see his kids. No matter what you do, it don't matter what you do. You feel me? That's it. And it don't got to be no harder than it is with the other ones.
True. I feel you, man. I feel you. That's what I'm saying. Come with maturity, man. That shit come with separating y'all shit from being a parent. Like, strong, bro.
But if you at where, if you with or who, if, or if you are where you want to be, why make it hard? Why are you still making it hard?
What?
If you're,
I'm confused.
If you're where you want to be,
I'm fucking lost.
I'm just saying that. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're where you want to be, or wherever that is, doing what you want to do, why is shit got to still be hard?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Really couldn't. I don't even know the answer to
that's
that.
That's where I get frustrated. But it's more. I'm more of a frustrated in everything, because it's just like, bruh. You feel me? You read comments and shit like that. Oh, do this, fight harder. Why the fuck do I keep fighting harder? Like, what the fuck? I'm motherfucking hard. I got to fight, bro.
True.
Man, you feel me? Yeah. The next question is, why he got to fight so fucking hard?
True. That is a good question.
And I said that before, but you know, damn.
So it's like, the more you keep fighting harder, the more the other person keep making it harder.
But then it's just like, I'm being honest here, because then you just sit on the outside and you're just like, oh, shit is flowing like so well over there, but damn, it's fucking World War 18 over here.
Damn, 18? You skipped a lot of war. You skipped a lot of world wars. That shit. WW18.
Damn.
I've been at this for a long time.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you, I feel like a vet through this shit. I've been, yo, I'm not
World
lie,
War
like,
18.
I've been through shit. I've been through, I like on some real shit, bro. I've been through shit that grown men haven't even dealt with yet. Like, niggas older than me haven't even been through something. So it's like when you talk to certain people, sometimes you talk to people about stuff. It's like, how can I, you ever had that situation where it's like, how can I relate to you? Or how can you, you know, like ever had that? Where's the story where you close minded at the time? You know, you're not really thinking like, maybe this person can offer me something.
Yeah.
But it's just like, how can you, when you really have no, you really have not experienced nothing that I've been through.
They might have not personally experienced it, but they might have seen somebody else close to them experience, yeah. So they kind of felt it.
Like I said, that's why I said when you close minded, because when you close minded, you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, you can't relate to me. You feel me? I don't, you feel me?
True. Got to be more open minded. Comes with growth, maturity, like I've been saying. All players in the one.
Growth, maturity.
Yes, sir. Which also goes back to my point where I was talking about on Instagram. When I asked the question, I put the clip up of us talking on the podcast. I basically asked the question, do you feel as though you can have a business with an ex? Well, you asked the question, and I just asked it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then I asked, you asked, can you go on business with a friend? So I basically asked them two questions on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Most of the people were saying no. But I was like, why not? If y'all both not messing around, y'all both don't have the same feelings, y'all just on some business shit, why can't y'all get money?
What happens if y'all do end up messing around?
I mean, then that comes into communication. That comes in also still into maturity. Y'all still have to figure out, can we separate our personal shit from us making money? Because technically, us making money is taking care of our situation.
What if y'all really going through a rough patch and you got to do business with a person? Still, you know how hard that shit would be?
It's still going to be hard, but it also still comes into communication and maturity.
Yeah.
Like, if y'all can talk, if y'all can talk this shit out and be like, all right, I understand what we going through personally or da-da-da-da, we got to fix that. But, like, let's not let that become involved in our, us making money, because if we don't do this, we ain't going to be either living or taking care of our situation or taking care of our families. So we're going to let what we got come into our, us taking care of our family? Would you really want that to happen? Because I know I wouldn't, especially if we really making bread off this shit. Hell no.
Yo,
let's put this,
like,
shit on a back burner.
Honest, like,
it's going to be hard, and I understand it will be hard. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if y'all can really sit down and talk and, like, have that open mind like you were just saying.
But, like, dude, you got to think about sometimes, like you said, your big thing to you, the big thing that you said to me, and that was family, right? So yeah. You said family. And you looking at it is like, this your family. But
what?
Are they looking at it like family? You feel me?
What, I'm looking at the person like family?
You feel me? You, that's what I'm saying. You're saying, this is our family. So you looking at it in an aspect of that's your family. Like her, him, you know, the baby, and shit like that, right?
I wasn't saying like ex, like
no,
son, mom.
No, I'm saying.
I mean,
just
I could, we could use that example. And I use that example on Instagram.
But I'm saying in general. I'm saying in general.
In general, okay.
You feel me? Like, if you looking at it like with your family, but what the other person not looking at is like your family. So how can you go in business? It's a little different.
Nah, I was saying I'm taking care of my family with the money that I'm making from this business.
Okay.
I don't know what you're doing, but if we both are using this money that we're making from our business to take care of our family or take care of our responsibilities, do you really want to let some feelings get involved in that?
It
especially
happens.
I'm not saying it don't happen.
It happened with just people in general.
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it don't, because it do. When money start coming into play, it should change. But I'm just saying, if, like, for example, if you and this ex, y'all might have not messed with each other for years, but y'all been cool for years. It just been on some, yeah, we cool,
excuse
we friends.
The dog.
We cool, we friends. We not on that type of level. But I understand this person. He has this type of skill. I got this type of skill. All right, let's make some money. All right, why not? Y'all already cool. Y'all already been on the mindset like we not doing nothing for years already. So why can't y'all make money and y'all both have a skill that y'all can put together to make some money? That's
when
what I'm saying.
You got a point.
That's what I'm saying. But of course, like somebody mentioned on Instagram, they was like, all right, what if y'all do start having feelings or whatever have you? And I was like, that is a possibility. I'm not saying it couldn't, but I'm just saying if that situation was to come,
bro,
that's when y'all sit down.
Be honest here. Say what? Y'all both single. Ain't fuck with each other in years. Okay. Y'all both single. And okay. Y'all fucking start working with each other closely. It could be business, but y'all just strict. And y'all work with each other closely. You're going to end up doing something. Y'all already know each other. It's been years.
That's the same shit they said.
You are. But do y'all got kids? Same general, you got kids.
Together?
Yeah. You got kids with this person. You
No, I wasn't using that.
But I'm just saying. No. If you had kids with this person. Bro, you're gonna end up doing something because y'all know each other.
I mean, that. All right, let's say it for me, for example, if me and Mozzie's mom was to do something, like business together, which I've been bringing that to her attention, but if me and her was to do, like get on some business shit, like it would probably be the same way it is now. We'd just be making money together because we not together. We're not doing anything together. We just cordial right now. Like we still cool.
But when shit went bad for the first time, shit was hard, bro. You feel me? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like,
what you mean?
Just that process. You feel me? Me watching it on you was hard. Like,
it was hard as shit. It so, is like, hard. Of course. But at the same time,
business to deal with that shit.
But at the same time, I kind of got that shit like on a rat right now. It's like separated now. Like, I don't look at it. Of course, I look at it like, oh, that's my son,
stuff
mom.
Like that, stuff like that can cloud your judgment. Sometimes.
Right.
Say, for instance, your baby mom pop up with a new man.
Okay. We ain't been together in all right, some but say change.
Another way around. What if
if I popped up with a new girl?
No. Just if it was sooner. Like I mean, y'all fucked with each other.
What
I don't know.
What the fuck that got to do with us making some money?
That clouds your judgment. Why? Real shit.
If I ain't got no feelings for you and you got a nigga or you got a man, I'm going to say that. I don't got no feelings for you. You don't got no feelings for me. We've been not together. You got a man, but we doing business together. We're doing this is our business. That's your shit. I don't got nothing to do with that. Like
me, I could do it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't got nothing to do with you having no man. Like we ain't been together. Like I don't care. That's just like you get a man, I get a girl. That's my girl. That's your man. This is our business.
I ain't gonna lie. Like me and my baby mom.
And then did I to make it even better? We're both making money. So our son is benefiting from that.
You know what's fucked up? Me and my baby mama getting along. This is how crazy. This is how I went. Don't let this shit slip over your head, bro. We were getting along. And it's to a point where niggas thought about throwing a podcast together, which would have been a lit-ass podcast. You feel me? And then I feel like, now I think about it, I was like, that shit would have been beneficial. Real shit. Because say we had a beef, like now, you dead-ass right now, face-to-face, say what the hell we got to say. Right? You feel me?
Y'all could.
That
could have been an outlet. Y'all could have been the same room. You mother, you did.
Bro, but I'm not tripping.
Yeah,
like I said, don't let it slip.
I mean, it is what it is, man. Like I ain't shit. I was just saying. Bro. I feel like if motherfuckers on a mature level, but the thing that people kept saying when I asked the question on Instagram, no, they're messing around or they gotta
be having something. You really don't.
Like, they can just be cool and they just want to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for instance, I might be good at marketing. She might be good at shit. I don't know, content creating. All right, you know, we're trying to do this business. All right, I already got this, you got that. All right, let's make some money. Because I don't have to hire nobody for content creating because I know you do it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to hire nobody for marketing because you know I do it.
I think it's smart, though. Like,
or even with friends, like. Okay, every friend you got, you can't go into business
with. Yeah,
there's certain friends you can go into business with because they know, they understand when it comes to longevity, having an open mind, making money, hustling, staying down, not complaining. Like, they don't let the money change them. Like, they just trying to build some shit. Those are the friends you should go in business with.
Excuse me.
The ones that people, like, I feel like the people that said they went in business with their friends and the shit went sour, the shit went bad. I feel like they went in business with friends they shouldn't have went in business with.
Yeah, I feel like deep down, you know, like, it's certain people, like, we hang out with certain people, and I'm like, I know I can't go in, I wouldn't be able to go in business with this person.
Yeah, hell no. Like, you can get that off how people talk. You can get that on how your friends talk, how they interact, what they into, like.
Some people are the type, though, like, they can't say no to their friends, though. So it's like, sometimes.
No.
Hear me out, though. Hear me out. It's like, some people, like, they love their friends, so they, you feel me, like, say, for instance, but me and you, we good, though. Like, but if you came to me and was like, yo, bro, let's do this. And I was like, and you just was like, and I really didn't want to do it, but you my boy. So I was like, all right, I'll do it with you. And you, but you know low key shit wasn't gonna work, but you do it just because you had love for the person.
I mean, you might do that, but at the same time, like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't, I don't know. I mean, that.
A lot of times it do, but it'd be like, you feel me, your best friend. But you know, dude, that's your best friend, but you know the best friend more than anybody. But it's like the idea of having your
but
best friend.
But I don't feel like that would turn into the shit end up being bad or your friendship going bad.
Nah, but friendship shouldn't even go bad.
Off I'm talking about like friends were saying, like, are they, I mean, people were saying that they got it, they went in business with their friends and the shit went sour. Like,
the friendship went
like
sour?
The money might have changed them or this, this, and third. Like, those are the friends you probably shouldn't have went in business with from this jump because they probably was already showing you signs that.
Yeah, I feel like
that's
sometimes.
What I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I feel
I don't
like.
Know. Like, you got your friends that you go party with, you got your friends that you do business with, you got your friends that do this, and yeah. Like, you got to learn how to, like, put different friends in different
sort,
categories. Yeah, like,
sort.
Hell yeah. I got, man, I'm going, hell no. It's only certain people I go in business with, if I was going business with. Others talk a good game, but I could just tell if how they speak, how they
it
talk,
depend on
what
the
they
business.
Talk about, and how their mindset is. Like, bro, you're not ready to be no entrepreneur. You ain't ready to be no business owner or whatever have you.
It depend on the business.
Yeah, that also comes into play too. The type of business or industry. But
do you feel, how do you feel about like entrepreneurship?
What you mean?
How do you feel about it?
Shit, I like it. I mean, it ain't for everybody, that's for damn sure.
Why?
Because everybody don't got the mindset for it. Everybody's not open minded. Everybody don't have the hustle. Everybody don't have that grind. A lot of people want easy, quick flip money. Like, this shit ain't that. This ain't just to go on a block. This ain't the corner money. Like, this sometimes you gonna go nights, months, weeks, maybe a couple years without making bread.
It's just like
you just gotta stay down.
The
like,
argument,
it's really a marathon. Like,
but I guarantee I know what some of those people was thinking when you said that though. It's
what?
Like, but I got
when
I got
what?
Bills. I got
okay,
shit. I
you
got
right.
Bills.
You got bills.
I got,
bills. Goddamn.
I
got
and
a family.
Like,
goddamn
like,
it.
And yeah, that's what I mean. And it's like
you know shit.
That response. Because I was like I was sitting here when I was
what
thinking
response?
About it. That,
when I
like
said
that,
what
the response I had, like you feel me, like oh I got family. It's like that when I'm like I understand that, and it's like everybody does, but it's like because y'all have that, like people are not looking at it as like because I got that I can't. They're looking at it as because I got that I'm doing this. You feel me? Like I'm
that's
doing
how I look at it. Like
you feel me? It's like
I
because
got,
I got bills, because
yeah.
I got a family, I'm doing this entrepreneurship, not
man.
Because. Even like, I'm not
that's one part
working.
Of it.
I'm
that's
not working
one,
because
that's one part of it. It's just like another part is like I don't want to. You might not want to work for nobody. Like I don't want to work for somebody at the lower level, whatever have you,
yeah.
To make somebody else rich.
Yeah.
Hell no. Like I got bigger dreams. I got bigger visions. Like I can't.
Like
I can't work at no warehouse. I can't
be
making 15,
bro,
15.
Let's be
12,
honest.
$15 an hour and think I'm gonna be getting a mansion or. $100,000 house,
at least
I'm gonna have a Rolls Royce or anything like that. Like that shit, that's not realistic.
At least 70% of people that listen to this right now, low key go to their job and say fuck this.
probably so.
Real shit. No, like, they probably say nah. Let's be honest. Like I say 70 because at least 30 might be like man, I like my job. But 70% of people probably like nah, fuck this, bro.
Probably so.
This ain't it. But it's because of the. It's because I got bills. Is why they because they're scared too.
Nah, I ain't gonna say because they got bills because they be bored. They
nah,
say,
not bored. Nah, I'm saying like I was saying not because it's because I got a family because I got bills. They're looking at it because like I gotta work because instead of saying like I'm using that like
yeah.
I got a family. I got that's why I'm doing this entrepreneurship because I believe in myself. They deserve more than fucking $15 an hour. You feel me? They deserve the world and shit like that. You feel me? Like that's but people are so scared, even though that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They scared because it's out of their comfort zone, and it's not normal. You feel me? And shit that
yes,
ain't
sir.
Normal, shit that ain't normal, and it take you out your comfort zone. You like ah? What do you tend to do? I won't go back. What's comfortable?
Yes, sir.
What's comfortable? Working a 9 to 5 every day, even though I hate that job. That's comfortable. It ain't really comfortable. I'm gonna be honest with you. It ain't comfortable. I hate waking up early.
You feel me? I hate waking up early. I hate going to a job that I really don't want
to
do.
Trying to get to the point where I got so many different income streams coming in to the point like I can wake up and go do what the fuck I want.
See, I always want to say that. Everybody like, I went in multiple instances.
I want
that.
Multiple. I don't want to go through no situation where I feel like if I lose one, it's like, all right, what the fuck am I going to do?
You want to know how you want to know
I lose one, all right, I got 3-4 other ones.
This is where I don't care about multiple streams. Granted, I want multiple streams of income, but I want to get to a point. I don't look at it like that. I'm looking at it like I'm going to get to the point where I don't look at a price tag for shit.
I'm still looking.
I want it. I'm buying it.
Yes, I'm gonna do that. I'm still gonna buy it. Granted, but I'm still looking.
Granted, I could look at the price tag if I want. But if I really wanted to, I will live and not even check my bank statement. Would not give a shit.
I want to get to the point. I just want to look at it and be like, damn, look how far I came. I can spend 5-10 racks and not care. I can spend 20. No, no, no.
I'm talking about 100. Thousands. I'm
That's
talking
what I'm
about.
Saying. I was about to get
I
to that.
Be like a low key a M.
No, but I'm saying. But I'm just saying. Like I just want to look at it. And like damn, look how far I came. Like I can. Spend,
oh hell yeah.
I can spend $5,000 and not give a fuck. I can spend 10, 15, 25, 50,000 and not care. Like, oh shit, yo, bro, this 50,000. Yo, I want it though. But like, yo, look, we could buy shit for 50,000 now.
True.
That's what I'm saying. I'm still gonna be looking at the price tag, but I'm not gonna care. It's just gonna be like, damn, look how far we came. Like. Mm-hmm. Niggas went from,
facts.
Like, niggas can do this now. Like, it went from, like, we might look at it like, yo, I want that, to, like, all right, we
like,
got
yo,
it. We
bro,
getting it
like,
now.
Yo,
like,
bro, we going to get that.
like that's facts. How it is. Like, oh, well, we going to get that to now. Like, all right, yo, what we doing today? Are we going to cop that? Yeah, come on. Can't wait for that. That's going to be litty.
I wrote something down that I wanted to share with the people because it's like, you know, since we're speaking on, like, pushing forward, I guess. Was like what were you saying?
Pushing
like,
forward? What?
We're not pushing forward. We're just saying like people are, in a sense, we kind of say push forward because you know people are scared to take that sacrifice when it comes to
entrepreneurship. I mean, I ain't gonna say like I feel like if you got a good job or you got a job and you got a idea you want to go with, use your job, the paychecks that you get from your job, use that to fund your hobby or your business.
At least
for
like,
starting.
Start
and then you know it. See what happens.
Yo, this is how I look at it. Like I get it. You know, like, we got shit we got to pay for and we got things. But it's just like, it's just money and it can always be made. You know, like, and you say, oh, it's money. You could probably name 10 things right now that you just named that are complete bullshit purchases, right? And that's how I look at it. Like, we can probably name at least 10 things that were at least bullshit purchases in the last 3 months. And then sometimes when you present it with opportunities and shit like that, or shit come up where it might help you, you look at it like, ah, nah. Nope. No. I'd rather just spend my money so it don't make me money than the possibility of spending my money and it actually making me money. If I do a little bit of work.
True.
You know, like, you ever look at it like, I really give these people 40 hours and I legit don't do shit for myself. Like, I don't even get, I literally struggle to get myself 10 minutes. I give 8 hours to a job a day, but I can't even get myself 10 minutes. Sitting there writing my goals down and shit, you get frustrated because you got to write goals down and shit. It's your life. How the hell you getting frustrated is you writing about your life?
Yeah,
how you getting mad? Why do you stop because it's about your life?
That shit different.
That's how I'm saying. Look, if you look at it differently, like that's how it is. We have no problem giving a person 8 hours a day because it's making what? It's say $22, $24 an hour. Bro, it's been people out here making your paycheck in a minute. You feel what I mean? Like shit like that. It's people out here doing that. You got NBA players, you got freaking anything, millionaires, billionaires, you got traders, you got investors, you got all types of things.
Yeah. You do.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of different ways of making
you got
money
people
out here,
who got businesses online, you know, like shoes. Mm-hmm. People freaking purchasing shoes all the time. It's crazy out here. But and it's like people are literally just sitting on ideas. You know, like it's a bunch of us. Like, trust me, bro. You know, I got ideas I don't even drop. You would be on my ass about, yo, why don't you just drop this shit? And then I'm looking at it like this. Yo, you know, it really hits you. It'll hit you different. But it's just, I'm going to end it on this one. Like,
no, I ain't gonna end it on this.
Okay, when somebody else do your shit before you?
No, no, no. That pisses you off. Because you're like, oh, I should have really, I really had the idea. No, I look at it like this. If say you was at the end of your life, right? And you was laying on your bed, your deathbed, and you literally just seen every idea that you never dropped. Just coming in front of you. Like, damn, why didn't you drop? And it's just talking to you. Like, why didn't you drop me? Why didn't you do this? Just standing on top of you. Bro, you would sit there and be like, oh, fuck no. You feel me? Like, oh, fuck no. I ain't going out like that. Even I ain't going out with no regret that I should have did this. Then I know I can do it if I just push past this lazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
If I just eat right. If I just put those damn chips down.
Got a good point, good brother.
I'm trying to tell you, this quarantine shit did a little different. This reading shit, like, I ain't gonna lie, like really just committing to personal growth is like the hardest thing you will do in life. But and then you sit there and like, why when it's for you? We literally give hours, we give minutes, years of our life to other people, but we can't give ourselves what? An hour a day? And it's so much more than just like shopping,
mm-hmm.
working out. It's so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Reading and things like that. Like, it's really the words that we speak every day. The books that we read, the stuff we listen to, people we hang around. It really comes down to everything. The food that we eat.
Yeah.
Prayer and meditation, things like that. It really comes down to all that.
It's a lot of different shit, man.
It's a lot. And that's what I be saying. Like, it is a lot. But it's like, it's a lot when you think about it. But look at our daily life. We do all that stuff without even thinking about it, though. Literally everything I say, we don't even think about it, we do, but it's just literally an unhealthy habit, probably. Wake up, check our phones. We don't wake up and pray to God, or you don't wake up and you're not automatically waking up. All right, say you do wake up and you pray or whatever, you meditate or you do some type of routine. You might have something else, like, you got work on. You know? Excuse me. But it's just really come down to that, like, work. Literally work. That should be the name of this podcast, work.
Grind.
Grind.
Just got to grind, man. Stay down. Never give up. It's a marathon. It ain't a sprint.
What is it that makes people stop?
Not seeing results. Not getting what they want. Not staying consistent.
If we didn't
not have, believing in themselves.
If we didn't have social media, would you still do what you do?
If we didn't have social media, would I still do what I do? Probably so.
Then do it. I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying in general for any person that answers so. Say yeah. Then do it.
It would just be different ways of how to get my shit out, but yeah.
But if you wouldn't do it, if you're doing it for social media, then you shouldn't be doing it, is what I was saying.
Mm.
Like, if you care about what social media says about what you're doing, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Hell yeah, true. You gotta use social media as a way to get your shit out, how to network, how to brand. Don't worry about really. I mean, that's where some of your customers can come from. You can look at the feedback as far as your products. So, like, people that's telling you, like, what they like and don't like, but don't worry about the negative shit, man. Stay consistent, believe in yourself, do what makes you happy, and, you know, see what happens. You never know.
How do you get
might
over
have
fear?
A million dollar brand.
How do you get over fear?
Just do it.
Ain't that easy.
Just do it.
It's not that easy.
I can't tell you. Just do it. It's not that easy, but just do it. I don't have no real way to tell you how to get over fear besides from just doing it, or just if whatever your fear is, just face it.
Mine is, I was gonna tell him breathe, literally. Everybody said that ain't stupid. All right, like, we do not pay attention to our breathing.
You're right.
Like, when you thought about it now, you changed your breathing. No lie. Every person that just listened to that, low-key just became conscious of their breathing, right? Whether they were just breathing shallow as shit before I said anything. Now they're like, like, right?
I don't know.
Right? But that's probably what I mean. We got to be more conscious of our breathing, because, like, open your lungs and things. Get, feel it, you know, like.
Stretch.
I always say, like, before you do something, like, enjoy every day. I feel like you should take random breaths, like, just at least 10. And we should start doing it before we do, like, the podcast, right? Just breathe, relax. You know, it ain't, and fear is, like, literally, I don't even know what fear is. Fear is, like, the freaking monster chasing you, and the whole time, it's your freaking... I don't freaking know. Somebody you know. Just with a mask, like with a hood on.
Face everything and rise, man. Fear. Face everything and rise.
Face everything and rise. Fear. Face it.
Just do it. That being said.
I'm about to say, I ain't got much else. I ain't got that.
That's what I was going to leave it off at that. That was a good end. You feel
that's
me?
That's a good, yeah.
Face everything and rise. When you think of fear, just think of that. Face everything and rise.
You got this, man.
Yeah.
I'm your boy Lope.
It's your boy Bread, you know. Leaving y'all off with that. Once again, fear, when you see that, you feel that, just think about, you know, Bread and Lope in the podcast. Telling you, face.
Man, look fear in them up in eye and laugh at that shit. Like, this it? Like, if, hey, y'all better bring another storm or whatever. Feel me?
Say nah, but not for real, man. Look it in the face, man. And just keep it going, all right?
We out of this joint.